I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Well, it is a pleasure. As always, I feel blessed and glowed up to get to work with you, Miss Emily Frieda Foster.
I am so grateful for you and your face today. And here we are. We've got a lovely guest coming in, Aaliyah Mouldin.
Do you watch The Voice?
I've not regularly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if it's on,
you'll catch it.
I'll catch some of it. It's always fun.
It's so much fun.
But I just don't have, I can't with any show that like goes on forever and ever and always.
Well, and that's probably part of the tricky thing. Like I'll go hard in the beginning
right.
And then I dip out and then I catch the last couple of episodes and see where
that's
everybody's
actually
at.
Actually a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, because really all you need is the end.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I love the hosts.
Yeah.
That's where great. I'm in. Like, it's to me to see these people at the top of their game with these great personalities who have, you know, genuine wisdom to impart on these young people. It's just fun. I love watching them. I love, like, Blake and
in
Adam.
A way, I feel like it's like saving the music industry.
I think it may be.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I love it. But we have on Aaliyah Mouldin, who is the. She got all the way to third finalist,
wow.
Which is huge.
In this season?
This past season,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she
That's
was
amazing.
With she was on Team Blake. She is phenomenal. And we'll play a little song just in case you guys are not fans. You can just hear a little bit of her before we get to sit down and chat with her. But it was really funny. Adam, when she did her blind audition, mm-hmm. You know, when they don't know who is
their
in
chairs
front of them,
are the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. She sang this really great song. And when it was over, I think she had three turnarounds. I think one was Adam and Blake and maybe Alicia Keys. I don't know. But when it was revealed that she was only 15, Adam goes, why? What? He's like, what are they feeding these children? Like, it's like all these young people are just coming up with these banging voices.
That
doesn't like even make sense.
No.
It's like, how are you at this point at that age? Should I play Jealous? She sang this song,
yeah.
Jealous. It's sung by Labyrinth, and it's really good. And this will just kind of give you a little idea of how she sounds.
I'm jealous of the rain. That falls upon your skin. It's closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow.
You know, there's a lot of Adele feels in there,
mm-hmm.
You know?
I think Adele's one of her inspirations, if I'm not mistaken.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to her.
Very excited.
She may be out there right now, but really quickly.
Oh, my God.
This is for us. This is for our people.
Burning Man.
Yo.
A lot of great stories coming out of Burning Man this year. Some sad. There was the unfortunate man who ran into the fire.
And sad, of course it's always sad when someone runs into a fire. You know, and I don't know why I'm laughing. Not to laugh at
it's
it.
It's Burning Man, and he ran into the Burning Man.
To become a Burning Man.
Right, at Burning Man.
So there's a giant, I guess, wood burning structure, man sculpture yeah. that gets burned down. And that's an epic experience for the Burning Man community, which is a giant playa where everyone goes and bikes around and is dusty.
Yes.
Now, it also looks like there's some gorgeous shots. I mean, people are bringing
– they're living out loud.
They are.
They're doing the most.
The most that they could do.
Right.
But to see a 41-year-old man, and I want to hope he was on drugs. I really do.
He was.
Okay, great.
There's no question.
So that's what you tell kids. Like, hey, don't do drugs because you can run into a burning fire.
And probably think that you're doing a great thing.
Right.
Yeah. But then there was also my favorite story that came out of this, which is the former owner and creator of Thinks Underwear –
The period
underwear that we're very excited about trying.
Which we haven't yet bought, but we need to.
She apparently just had a baby in July. She looks ridiculous in these videos of herself. I mean, she looks amazing. Kudos to her. I don't know what she did. It's breathtaking. But she's sitting there, you know, pumping her breast milk because you have to do that quite often. And every 3 hours.
And she's at Burning Man.
And she's at Burning Man. You know, she's got the bra on where it's a hands-free bra where you put in your pumping materials and you can just – she's dancing with her pump and milk is going into the bottles. And apparently part of the Burning Man culture is you have to give something.
Right.
And she's giving away her breast milk for lattes, hangover cures, whatever suits your fancy.
It's just – to me, the word that just accompanies Burning Man is extra.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing too much. Don't fucking drink other people's breast milk or even your own.
Thank you.
All right, let's get Aaliyah in there.
How to be less old.
So we have this lovely, gorgeous girl with us.
Aaliyah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How cute are you? I was a big fan of the show.
Thank you. You did so great. Thank you so much.
What was that like to be on The Voice?
It was very surreal. It didn't feel real for a long time. I kind of was in shock for a little bit. For a couple of, I think, months, I was a little bit in shock until you actually see yourself on TV. You don't really believe it. Because I remember we had filmed up to Knockouts.
Okay.
When the blind audition started airing.
Okay.
And I remember I saw myself for 1 second in a commercial and I just started crying. And I actually have it on video of me crying because I saw myself in a commercial for 1 second. And then that's when it just became like surreal and just watching myself, it just became real. Like, because you kind of don't believe it when you're on stage. You're just like, this is just life and just singing. And you get up and you go get ready. And it's like any other day until you realize, oh, this isn't any other day. I'm actually going to go perform in front of 12 million people.
Oh, my God.
So that's interesting. I didn't kind of realize that. They shoot a bunch of it before. So you're really just performing for the audience that's there.
Yeah.
For a while, yeah. So then it airs, and then you're experiencing what all of the feedback is and all of the...
And then it's different, too, because after it airs, the people in the audience are, like, hardcore fans. So after your episode airs and everybody knows who you are, the people in the audience get really, really excited to see you. And more people, like, they come and they know who you are. And, like, the fans, they know who I am and they, like... You know, before they wouldn't recognize me. Like, I'd walk by and they'd be like, maybe she's a contestant. I don't know her name. But then after a couple episodes had aired and we were at playoffs, I remember I walked on stage and everybody would just scream and I couldn't hear anything.
Wow.
And like top 12, the same thing happened. Like I started singing and everybody started to scream and I couldn't hear anything.
Oh my
and
God. So,
that has to be shocking the first time that happens.
Yeah.
You're just like, because you're being filmed at the same time, right? So it's like, what do I do in this moment where you like can't even
I couldn't
process.
Hear myself. I just kind of oversang. I guess that's what happens. But when you can't hear yourself. Because they set your in-ears. The in-ears cancel out a lot of noise. But they set the in-ears and the levels in an emptier room.
Right.
Like there's nobody sang anything. So when you start singing and it's an empty room, you're like, oh, I can hear myself fine. And then you go out and people are screaming. And I never really got the point of them giving us in-ears until I'd actually performed.
They were like, no, they're going to scream at you.
Yeah. And then I was like, I can't hear anything. And I just looked at the drummer and he was like, doo 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 doo. And I tried to follow the beat with the drummer. Because like I could faintly hear it, but I couldn't hear myself sing. And it was scary. It was scary. But I powered through. And then each week I got a little bit better at finding what was good for my voice and what levels were good. And but the whole experience was just crazy. It was a blast. I made so many friends. And Blake and my grandma are besties now.
Stop it.
They are.
Get out.
They are.
Your grandmother joined you today. She just popped outside. But wait, so how are they besties?
Because my grandmother, she comes with me to all of my things because my mom works. And
so awesome.
My mom's working today and she works every day. So my grandmother.
What does your mom do?
She teaches, but she does – before she used to just teach a regular class, but now she's doing some things in administration and her job changed. She teaches kids how to read now.
Okay.
So just she doesn't have a class, but she teaches kids how to read. And sometimes she goes a lot of days on Saturdays to do trainings
Bless
and stuff.
Bless your mom. What a sweet lady.
Yeah. She's an angel. I love her so much.
So, okay. So, you know what? Let's pause for a second. We're going to ask you 5 questions just to get to know you, and then we're going to dig deeper.
Okay.
Okay. So what was it like going from anonymous to famous overnight?
I don't think I got famous. I think I started getting recognized more. And it was kind of – I like to go outside in, like, my pajamas and, like, a messy bun, and I couldn't do that anymore.
Okay.
Because then there were some really awful pictures of me surfacing the internet of, like,
oh
me
my
and
God.
My – like,
yes.
me at Whole Foods trying to just get my, like, grapes. And then, like, somebody's like, hey, let's take a picture. And I'm like, okay. And I would take a picture with them and – then I wouldn't think anything of it. I didn't think it would go anywhere. And I never wanted to say no to anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to say no to them. Because if I asked somebody for a picture and they had said no to me, it would break my heart.
Right.
Because that has happened to me before and it broke my heart.
Who did you say?
Frank Ocean. He wouldn't take a picture with me.
But oh, that's no. your boy.
That was my boy.
Wait a minute. What?
Why? I loved him.
That's your like –
My day one.
Was he at Whole Foods?
My day one.
No,
that's
he
your day one.
That's my day one. I've been listening to him since I was 10. And this was before his new album came out and before anything had come out. And he kind of had, like, disappeared. Nobody knew where he was.
Okay.
And I was at a rehearsal studio actually meeting with a producer. And it was, like, a big deal. It was, like, a big producer. And, like, I was sitting in the room and I was listening to Frank Ocean trying to get into the mood. And, like, I was like, I'm gonna go in there and sing. And, like, it's going to be a good day. And I look up and, like, this guy wearing, like a what is it? They call it, like, the beach. Beach sweaters. Like, you know, the beach sweaters that kind of look like blankets. Blankets. I mean, they look like blankets, but they're sweaters.
Okay.
Like, you know
what? Yeah, it's, like, almost like a shawl kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it with...
The stripes
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah. He was wearing that.
Bajas. Did you call them Bajas?
I think it is a Baja.
Okay.
I don't know. But he was wearing one of those and like his hair had grown out and he had a beard and he walked by and I walked up to him. I was like, oh my God, I love you. And I just started crying. And this was December 21st, 2015. And it changed my life. Even though he didn't take a picture with me, he was super duper sweet.
Oh, good.
And
I think
the reason he didn't take a picture was because he was trying to stay under the radar. And he also didn't shave his head and like didn't shave the way he looked.
He was basically your version of going
to grapes.
Yeah,
get grapes.
Yeah, yeah going to get grapes. Yeah. Yes,
I love the phrase day one, and I would think we should be adding that to our lexicon.
Definitely.
Do you have a day one?
You know, I don't know. Do you?
I don't have a day one.
Right.
You know.
I mean, I think. I've had several day ones throughout my life, and you know they come and they go. Your day ones come and go.
Yeah.
I feel like a little bit.
My day ones are Frank Ocean, Chance the Rapper, and Rihanna. Rihanna's the reason why I started singing. So
okay,
she's my day one. She's my day one. My day zero.
Day zero.
I feel like for me, Jack Tripper was a day one.
I'll take that.
You know, I loved him.
Yeah.
I was like, that's
coming
out
of my door.
I mean, I feel like he was my idea of like. The perfect man.
Uh-huh.
But like acting day ones, I don't know that I have any. All right. That's sad. I wish I had a day one.
I don't know.
Do you have a day one right now?
With acting?
Right now, I really don't.
God. God, can we be our own day ones?
Let's be our own day ones for once.
I love that phrase. Yeah. And we will be using it. We like to collect.
Yes.
And that just got collected.
Collect information.
Terms, things like that, like cute terms.
I do that a lot too. Yeah.
Fresh terms. That was a fresh one for us.
Okay. So are Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani as lovey-dovey as they seem on TV?
Yes. Yes, they are. They are the cutest thing I have ever seen.
Really?
As soon as the cameras turned off, because they have Alicia sitting in between them, or they had Alicia sitting in between them. As soon as the cameras came off, Gwen or Blake, one of them would walk to the other ones, and Gwen would just sit on his lap, and they would just sit there and while the cameras would roll. And I remember they would wait until the very last second to go back to their own chairs.
Oh, that's
I just
so
thought it was
cute.
So sweet. And Blake left every I think, was it? He likes to visit his family a lot in Oklahoma. So he would leave for a couple of days and go visit his family, then come back and coach and leave and come back and coach.
Okay.
And they would always – Gwen would always wait for him. And, like, her kids would be playing outside. And, like, she'd be – I don't know where she was probably in her trailer or something. Yeah. But they would always leave and go to Oklahoma together, and she would go with him, and I thought that was really sweet.
Wow, okay.
And they were always in each other's trailers. They were never in their own trailers, yeah. And I just thought that was really sweet. And she was very kind, and I could see the love. I could feel the love. You know, the motto for our season was feel the love, and I felt it. And I was like, I was just so happy to witness that. I got to witness, like, the greatest love story of our generation right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Before it was Brad and Angelina, now it's Blake and Gwen. Oh. They're in every tabloid.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Are you still 15 or are you 16 now?
I just turned 16.
Congratulations.
I spent my 16th birthday in Kentucky. That was fun.
Why?
I was filming a movie. And so I spent it there. I wasn't with my mom or – I was with my grandmother. My grandmother and I went to Kentucky Kingdom.
Fun.
That was fun. It's like
an amusement park.
It's an amusement park, and it has a big water park. It was me and my grandmother, my co-star, and her mother. We went, and it was a lot of fun. I got over my fear of roller coasters that day.
And big. That's big.
Yes, big. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I look at some and I'm like, I can't do that. But like, I did a lot. Like, I did a lot more than I thought I could do. And I went on this water slide and I almost died. But it was so worth it. It was so worth it.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah, it was because like your raft is supposed to be on the slide, but our raft wasn't on the slide for like, it was like in midair for like 30 seconds.
Yikes.
I was like, this is not okay.
Now, is this for the new Netflix movie, Anastasia Once Upon a Time?
Yes, but it isn't a Netflix movie anymore. It's actually doing limited release to theaters and then it's going to Netflix.
That's even better, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is, I think. It's been fluctuating a lot between Netflix and limited release to theaters because they got a lot of good people on the film. Like the my two co-stars, one of them was in Planet of the Apes, the most recent one, War of the Planet of the Apes, and she was the lead of Maya Miller. And then Emily Carey was just in Wonder Woman.
Ooh,
and
wow.
She played young Wonder Woman.
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah. And so
she was so good.
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't watched either of those movies.
Oh, you got to get to Wonder Woman right now.
Oh, yeah, you got to get to Wonder Woman.
I need to watch them. Yeah. I need to watch them. But I felt like if I would have watched them, I would have pulled like what happened with Frank Ocean.
You know?
I got to keep my cool
bit.
I got to keep my cool. I don't really freak out meeting people anymore. But I feel like I would have freaked out a little bit.
Right.
Like, just because, like, you're on TV and you're on my big screen. And, like, I'm your biggest fan. But they kind of – they had watched me. So it was kind of funny to see that, like, happen the other way around. Because I was like, I didn't watch them because I didn't want that to happen my way around.
See, it's much better to receive than to give.
I mean
– no, I'm just kidding. But, like, in this moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty funny. And we had, like, a sleepover. And they became, like, my little sisters. And I'm glad I didn't watch the movies. Yeah. Now I'm going to watch the movies. But
so – do you sing in this? Or
yes,
you,
I do.
Okay.
I play an 80s pop star. Her name is Bliss. And she's like a Madonna Cyndi Lauper type. And I got to perform two songs in the film. And then I'm recording two or three more outside of the film.
Okay.
And one of them is a duet with Cyndi Lauper. So I'm
Queen.
Really excited.
She's kind of day one.
She's day one. And it was really surreal. And I haven't got to record it yet. They're still trying to figure out all of the details and stuff. But I'm really excited for that. And it was a great first project for me to do, especially because I was playing a singer, something that I'm so comfortable doing. And I think if I would have had to play like an athlete, that would have been a lot different.
Right.
I'm not athletic at all. Like,
right.
That would have
been
really bad. That would have been bad. But
you're in your lane, which is a great it's where most people need to be, well, you know, and then you branch out.
You're blessed with this talent. Let's
Thank
use
you.
It, you know?
Thank
I mean,
you.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
So, and those songs that you're talking about are going to make up an EP, right?
They're a little bit separate, I think, because they're – I do sing originals, but they're 80s inspired.
Okay,
so they
gotcha.
Sound like they could belong in the 80s. I am working with the producer outside of the film. The producer just worked on Logic's last song, 1-800.
Cool.
And so he him and I got along very well, and he got along with my mother very well and my manager very well. And so we decided to work together outside of the film because he was like an angel. He's a mad genius. Like, I remember he would just be like, no. And he'd be like, do this. And I'd be like, what? Yeah. And I'd do it and it would sound amazing.
Wow.
And I was just so – it was just – he would just be like, stand like this and and like stand with your back straight and
You're like,
sing like
on?
You have like – sing like you have a cup full of like something in your mouth or sing like your mouth is heavy. And
like was, a hot egg.
Yeah.
I remember my choir teacher always saying that.
Hot egg.
You have an egg in your mouth. Open like you have an egg
yeah.
in your mouth.
It's yeah, like, and what? It's so okay. strange.
Right, and
but
it worked.
It worked. And yeah. I remember he'd like would just be like, record the song however you want, and then we'd come out and listen to it, and I'd be like, yikes. And then we'd go back in and he would help me.
Okay.
And I left and I learned so much, and that's what I liked about being in the studio with him, was that I learned. And because a lot of the times some engineers or some producers just let you do whatever they want and they mix and master it. And it's good, but it could be better.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he was truly, truly.
He was producing it.
Yeah, he was
literally.
Producing it.
And
from,
directing.
From each
and,
word, from each wow. line that I said, it made sure that we liked every single part of each bit. It was
That's
amazing.
That's cool. You've had this, like, just at such a young age, just these huge people helping you.
I've been very lucky and I've been very blessed that I've gotten these opportunities, but it doesn't feel real still.
Yeah. Well, how long ago did it end? It was only a couple months ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's September now, right? It ended at the end of May, beginning of June,
yeah,
like the so last day of May.
That was 2 seconds ago.
Little, and that was the last yeah. day of school. I remember it was the last day of school and I was like, my teacher was like, they were trying to get me to do homework, and then they were like, congratulations, but we got to take a test right now. Like, we got to take a test. I was like, okay, Ms. Valdez, I get it.
Yeah.
And it took its toll on me in school, but I'm pretty much caught up, and I'm a good student, I
yeah.
think. I'm not – I don't – I've never gotten an F in my life.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm pretty proud of that, so –
Yeah. No, we're not worried about you.
No.
Who's your favorite singer under 25?
How old is
– Rihanna? She's a little older.
She's – Chance the Rapper is like 23.
Okay. And singer?
Singer. I guess he's a singer. I mean, he's a Chance the Rapper. But singer, Adele's not 25. Yeah.
No.
Let
no.
me think.
Yeah, so maybe your influences are a little older.
There is somebody.
Okay.
There has to be somebody.
Let's think.
Let me think. Okay, so who do I listen to? Let's open up my playlist.
Do we
right
listen
now.
To, I, and God, I don't even know, but. You know, Demi Lovato.
Demi
she's not
Lovato.
Under 25. She's got a great voice, though.
Okay, I don't know how old Daniel Caesar is.
Daniel Caesar? I don't know that name.
He's kind of like the new Frank Ocean. He's like kind of has the same vibe.
Daniel Caesar.
Very talented.
Okay.
You got him?
He's coming in at 22. So
oh, we got it. I love Daniel Caesar.
Okay.
His music's so good. It's amazing. And he's actually performing at the Day and Night Festival, which is going on right now. Chance the Rapper's performing as well, and a whole bunch of people that I love are performing. But I can't go.
Why?
Because my mom's like, it's a music festival, and she doesn't want me to go because
yeah.
she doesn't want to go, and she doesn't want me to pay. She doesn't want me to pay for her ticket because it's a lot of money to go mm-hmm. in, but she doesn't want me to go with like just my friends because it's going to be a whole bunch of adults
well,
there.
Yeah, you're a bit young.
Yeah, and it says for all ages, but
not for your age right now, says
no.
Mama.
Yeah,
we're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, it hurt my feelings a little bit, yeah. but I understood. I just want to go to a concert then, maybe.
Yeah, well, okay. I think that's okay. I think she'll find you one.
Yeah,
I think we can negotiate.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's good that she's kind of, you know, putting some boundaries. And
yeah.
Because you don't want to be in a situation that's like a little too adult. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. I want to go to Coachella, but my mom's definitely not going to let me go to that
yeah.
until I'm a little bit older. Because I could take my my mother. But, okay. you know, my mom wouldn't want to go.
No.
no
Can
mom
you imagine?
To go. Yeah.
To Coachella.
So, but no. my friend's mom, my friend mm-hmm. sings country music. And she took her mom to Stagecoach and her mom had a ball. But I think that's a little bit different.
It sounds more tame.
Yeah.
Just by the name.
Yeah, Stagecoach. Yeah. yeah. It's kind of like more like a like Shania Twain performance.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
It's a little bit on brand for her mom.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Like Shania Twain and like Rihanna. Different audiences.
Different,
yeah, different
vibes.
Yeah. I don't, a loud crowd with the heat and the lines and the, no.
Yeah, my mom was just a little bit concerned.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. It makes sense. We like you.
Alive.
Alive.
Here with us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well.
All right. I like that you call your followers love bugs.
Yeah, I do. They are, they share so much love. They're just like the most loving people. And I do live streams and some embarrassing stuff has happened to me on my live streams, and they just support me.
Like what?
Like what?
One time I tried to make a phone call, and it was just the most awkward phone call that could ever possibly be made.
Why?
Like, think about the most awkward conversation you've had and have it in front of people watching you on the live stream.
Was it on speaker?
Yeah. It was just so awkward. Like, it was just like, I was just sitting there, and it was just like beats of like awkward silence, and it happened on a live stream, and I just like, like banged my head. I was like, why did this have to happen to me on a live stream? And they were just laughing, and
the love bugs were in support.
Yeah, they just laughed with me, not at me. I appreciate it. So
that's so cute.
And they're very loving and they're very supportive, and they understand that I have to do schoolwork and just, you know what I mean, and just I would like to be doing things a lot faster, but it's harder for me because I am in school than it would be if I was graduated or if I, you know, was, you know, an adult, you know, and it's harder for me, and they understand that I have to do school and that it's going to take a little bit longer for projects to come out. And I keep them updated, though, with things that are going on. Like, they know that I filmed a movie and they know that I'm working on music now.
That's great. So you have, like, an active conversation with these people.
Yes. We talk a lot. We have nice chats. I have a group chat. I have a group chat with all my fan pages.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
A really interesting thing. Have you heard of this app called GroupMe?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's figure it out.
Let's figure it out.
What is that?
So I was just strolling Twitter and came across this person, Emily Marie, posted, 20 girls in my dorm legitimately hate me because when they asked the group me where a party was, I gave them the address to Wendy's and they went. So I was like, I just never heard of group me and wondered, someone youthful like yourself, if that was something that
it's probably going to be the next hip thing, you know?
Yeah, I wonder.
Everything comes up and, you know.
But maybe it would help with fans if you were all in a group me. I don't even
know what it is. Yeah. right now we do Instagram direct DMs because they just made a group chat and I just like pop in, say hello and just talk to them. And
they probably love it.
Yeah. And I remember while I was on the show, they would help me by making voting arts, like how to vote and pictures and just edit the whole thing, and they would just send it. And they did it for free and just they did it out of love, and it was just like the nicest thing. Because, you know, some people were paying people to make voting graphics for them, and I was like, I have these fans making edits of me, and then they made voting graphics, and they're all beautiful, and I posted them all.
Let them get some work done.
And you know, they really wanted to do it, you know what I mean?
Use your resources.
Yeah, they felt very involved, and they felt like, because, you know, if I made Frank Ocean a voting graphic and he posted on his page, I would cry.
Yeah.
And I think they're the sweetest people, and they're all so different, which is what I like too. Like, they're all from different places, but we all have one thing in common, is that we all watch The Voice. And so that's what we have in common.
That's awesome. I think we need to take a break.
Okay, great.
But when we come back, why don't we play a little game?
How to be less old.
Question for you, Deanna.
Yes, Emily?
Do you prefer clunky work boots or delicate fashion boots?
I'm more of a clunky work boot gal.
Do you like cheap boots that fall apart after a few wears, or $400 boots that will get you through just the winter months?
I don't like either of those options.
Huh. Well, here's something you might not know. There's another option.
Go ahead.
Thursday Boot Company is a 3-year-old bootstrap startup that has been shaking up the industry by selling really high-quality boots direct to consumers at unbeatable prices.
Their name Thursday Boots, the name Thursday Boots came out because on Thursday you work hard, but it's also like the unofficial start of the weekend.
Truth. And Thursday boots are made with a versatility in mind, durable enough to take a serious beating and sophisticated enough to clean up for a hot date that you're going on, I'm sure.
They're using really great material like the famous Cremexa leather from the Horween Tannery in Chicago in the same North America manufacturing facility as the heritage brands that your parents and your grandparents wore.
I love that. With prices starting at $149 plus free shipping and returns, Thursday boots are hands down the best buy this season.
And they come with their clean, timeless design and durability. They'll keep you standing confident for years to come.
Head on over to ThursdayBoots.com and use code FREESHIPTODAY. That's two, like the number, to have a pair on your doorstep by this Thursday.
How to be less old!
And we are back with Aaliyah Molden. Thank you so much for being with us here on How to Be Less Old.
I was trying to be your hype gal. Whoop, whoop.
All right, so we're going to play a game with you called Love It or Leave It.
Okay.
And we just want to know if you love these things or if you want to leave these things.
Okay.
Okay. Jaden Smith and Odessa Adlon being a couple.
Is that his new girlfriend right now?
Mm-hmm.
Leave it, because I'm in love with Jaden Smith, and he's my boyfriend. Oh. I've been in love with him since the Karate Kid days. And, like, After Earth, I went and saw that movie 3 times. Like, he's my boyfriend. He doesn't know it yet, so. He doesn't know it, but he's my boyfriend.
All right.
So, she probably, she seems like a nice girl, though. I saw some pictures of them. But he's mine.
But, yeah.
And he'll know it one day. He will know that.
In the very distant future.
Look.
I can see you guys together.
Near future. I can see us together, too. It's a thing. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, I don't, you know, one day.
Are you dating?
No.
No.
No, I'm not allowed to.
Mm-hmm. And which is fine.
Yeah, I have boys that I like. But
in school?
Sometimes. I have, like, a specific thing that I like. I don't care, like, what they look like. I just like basketball players.
Huh.
I don't know what it is. I think it's because I watch One Tree Hill a lot. And, like, I watch One Tree Hill and, like, High School Musical. Those are my favorite movies. And so I just like basketball players.
That is so cute.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, like,
what kind, how they're going to come your way. Just as long as they've
got the ball.
Basketball players.
Okay.
So.
Well, this Kim Kardashian, Love It or Leave It.
Love it, because she's doing her thing.
Okay,
and, like, I support her in her decisions and her life. And she's, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That's fair. Yeah. What about PSLs?
What are PSLs?
Oh. Oh. Could we teach young
pumpkin spice lattes?
Leave it.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like those.
Okay. In the break, she just admitted she loves milkshakes. But
I like milkshakes.
Yeah, pumpkin spice lattes.
Starbucks drinks sometimes get a little bit too fancy for me.
I agree.
And I just like simple things in life, like milkshakes and strawberry banana smoothies. That's what I like. That's it.
Yeah. Fair.
I feel I have had a moment with a PSL, but I'm over it.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I tried one. And it was, like, too much. Yeah, it was just a lot of flavor going on in my mouth. And I just got a little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah. That's a fair reaction.
Thinks underwear.
Thinks?
Yeah.
We don't know them. Okay.
We don't know them.
That's fine.
That's fine.
We'll just love them because underwear, you need them.
Yeah. They're like a period underwear. You wear them and it collects your period. Sounds disgusting. Let's move on.
Let's leave those then.
Yeah.
It's a feminine product.
Yeah.
Okay. Snapchat.
I'm trying to leave it, but I love it.
Oh.
I'm trying to. I feel like it takes up so much of my time and energy. And I don't need to know what everybody's doing every second of the day, but I want to know. You know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm trying to leave it, but I love it.
Are we doing the Snapchat? This is one of them, but over and in. Well, Love It or Leave It, Insta stories.
Insta stories, Instagram stories. I think I like Insta stories better, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe just because it's all on one app. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Instagram, Insta stories.
You're right there.
And people don't post as much on them. Mm-hmm. That's what I noticed too.
Yeah.
Like people don't post. And so I can see a little bit less of their lives, but still feel like I'm like involved.
Right.
And I know what's up, you know?
By the way, Emily, I'm looking at Insta stories now.
Yeah.
Are you?
A lot of people don't know how to look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My mom doesn't know how to
I don't know how to look at a lot of Snapchats, but Insta stories I've got.
Are you looking now or still now?
Sometimes. I mean, the problem with me is like the time that I'm on my phone is like when I'm awake in the middle of the night, and like I'm not going to wake up my baby or my husband while I'm trying to watch these stories. So it's like I can't get at a lot of things that make noise in the night. That's the problem. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm not. Okay. But I have been actively trying to look more.
Yeah, I've been looking.
Yeah,
I feel like it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I don't need to do that. And then you start doing it and you can't stop. But once you stop, you don't miss it.
Yeah, no, you don't miss it.
Because you don't really need to know.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, fishnet socks.
Like the ones that go up to your, like.
There's some that go to the knee, right? Yeah, right above the knee.
Yeah. They're the ones that are like actual fishnet. Like, not like the leggings, like the socks.
Yeah.
Leave it. I don't like those.
Okay.
I think the leggings are cuter. I think the ones that go up, because then you can wear shorts and like you can see the fishnet from here and then down. It's really cute. I mean, I don't have a pair of those, but I appreciate looking at it.
Cool. Okay, we've only got two more.
Rihanna's beauty line Fenty.
Hello, she loves it.
Love it. Like
day one.
Day one. I was just watching a video. I'm gonna blow all my money on that. Watch. I'm gonna be broke after, because she didn't come out with just like one thing. She didn't just come out with like lip glosses or like she didn't come out with one. She just everything.
Yeah.
Like it was like foundation, powder, highlighter, everything. And I was like, I got to buy all of it.
And all the color. Do you wear foundation? I don't.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do. I had really bad acne growing up in middle school and stuff. And it got a lot better. But I just kind of feel like if I don't wear foundation, then people can see my secrets.
So have you had trouble finding your exact skin tone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have a lot of trouble with that. Not as much trouble as some of my friends who are a little bit darker than me. Like my friend Diana, she has a lot of trouble finding foundations and stuff, but she doesn't need it because her skin's perfect. So, I mean, she's blessed. But, you know.
But that's one of the amazing things
about
the Fenty line.
Color. And more colors are coming too. That's awesome. It's crazy. I'm amazed, and I'm definitely gonna go buy that and support that. I mean, if they don't, if brands don't have a wide shade collection, I won't buy them. I won't buy it because I don't want to support that.
Totally. And I think that that's a great, I think that her taking the time, because it's a lot of money to invest in all these SKUs or whatever, you know, because those have to sell, and you know.
I think you can make less of them though if you have that many. If you have 40 shades, you don't need to make as much of them as you would do if you made 5 shades. You know
what I mean? Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
That's right. Okay, last one. Bitmoji.
Leave it. I don't have one.
Oh.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I feel like they're. I don't know. They're not necessary. I don't know what I look like that well to make a character of myself. And then, like, that thing where people know where you are all the time, like the maps, that makes me – that's a little bit weird.
Okay. Yeah. That's, okay. All right. I think we did it.
It was so much fun to meet you.
So much fun to meet you, too. Aww.
So we are going Aaliyah Molden everywhere.
Aaliyah Molden everywhere. AaliyahMolden.com, @AaliyahMolden for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. Everything.
Scooped it right up.
If you wanna
leave an anonymous message at Sahara, that's a thing now. It's at Aaliyah Molden. It's like a thing.
Sahara.
I don't even know.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? The anonymous things. Like friends make it. I left it open for everybody to send me stuff, but
what is it?
Wait, app?
It's an app. Yeah, it's like
called Sahara.
It's called Sahara. Like people can send you anonymous messages. It's so weird.
I don't know if I like that.
I kind of do.
You do?
I like it because, like, what if somebody has a crush on you and you never knew, and then they message you and now you know?
But you don't know who they are.
See, the thing is that I time my thing. I'm like, I'm not going to tell anybody that I do this, but I do it. But, like, I send it out to one person at a time, and I wait for them to respond so I know who sent it.
Oh.
Like, I did that with a Poly thing. You know what Poly is? No. It's, like, it's like a survey. And I made the mistake of sending it to two people at one time, and one of them said that they had a crush on me, and I don't know which one it was.
Oh.
And now I'm just going to look at them both like, who is it?
Okay, how do you spell the Sarabra?
It's spelled
just so we have it.
It's called Saraha. So Saraha.
Huh.
All right.
Okay. I call it Sarabra.
Saraha. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How to be less old.
What a doll, baby.
What a gift for song. I mean,
oh man, she's good.
Yeah, I really am excited for her career.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And she's getting into her Netflix movies. Like, let's do it.
Seems like she's ready. She's more ready than her mom is ready for her to take on the world.
Her mom's like, chill.
Yeah.
You can't date. You're not going to concerts. Just focus up.
Were you going to concerts at 16? Maybe solo music festivals?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Not at 16, I don't think. My first concert was a Violent Femmes concert in the city.
Hot.
It was kind of hot, you know?
I'm sad they haven't had, like, a revival, like, in the Pixies sort of way, you know? Like, are they gone?
I haven't heard of them, but it was, like, a smaller venue, and people were doing mosh pit stuff and
smosh pit. That's hilarious.
But it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was just, like, I felt like it was a very New York.
Yeah, you were.
But I don't really I'm not a big music person,
but how old were you when you were at the Wyland
Fence? I think probably maybe 17 or 18. Okay. You know, maybe 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young, I did, like, an exchange program, and I went to Luxembourg, and when I was like 12 or 13, and everyone there was into the Wyland Femmes, and they called it
Wyland Femmes.
It was very funny. So that's what I think of them
as. I like that. Yes. Okay, so Aaliyah taught us a lot.
She did.
Daniel Caesar, we didn't know of him.
And I'm excited.
Aware.
Sarahaha.
Yes.
To send anonymous messages.
Which you're into, you dirty little bird, you.
Well,
who do you want to hit up?
Nobody,
I mean, I guess it won't be anonymous, but.
Like, at 16, I would have died for that. I'm looking at it through her lens. Like, that would have been everything.
Because you could say to a boy, I think you're cute.
Yeah. Like, I want to smooch you. And he wouldn't even know who you were.
Right.
Hot.
That is kind of hot.
Yeah. And she gave us day one.
She really gave
us
day one.
She just dropped it in
early
to casual
and often.
Convo, and it we got there. Frank Ocean, day one.
And we did hear from her publicist that GroupMe is something the Kardashians talk about.
That's right.
So I guess it looks like it's just a conversation in a group, but maybe there's more to it than that. I guess we'll have to look a little bit further. I don't know.
If anyone's using it, please let us know how you use it, how you like it. I like that in the example I threw out, this girl was pranking. It sounds like her 20 girls in the dorm were on this all GroupMe.
Oh my God. I like what she's doing with GroupMe.
Yeah.
Sending people to, like, fast food chains.
Right.
That's funny.
I thought so.
That is really funny. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a nice review, How to Be Less Old. And, you know, how many stars you want to give, it's up to you. I strongly suggest 5. and then, you know, we are on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook at How to Be Less Old.
Our friend DarkMoon7771 gave us 5 stars and said, there is no other podcast. I love these two ladies. If you are 30 or older, want to stay on top of stuff, love to laugh, and enjoy life, then you should subscribe.
I love and enjoy life. You know, if you want to get the best out of life, subscribe.
Well, and thank you for that.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
Thank you, Mr. Sam. Always a pleasure.
Have a good week.
How to be less old.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Thursday Boot Company, handcrafted with the highest materials and sold at honest prices starting at $149, including free shipping and returns. The best boots at the best value are only one click away.
Really high quality.
Head over to ThursdayBoots.com and use the code FREESHIPTODAY, that's too late the number, DAY, to have a pair on your doorstep by this Thursday.
Hello, I'm Alexander Graham Bell. I stole the idea for the telephone. Hey, people steal ideas all the time, everywhere, even in the worlds of music and comedy. Stolen Idea is a punk rock musical set in these two worlds where theft can make or break a career. They're written by Matt Besser and Bobby Matthews. Produced by Brett Morris. Starring Matt Besser as Matt the Stand-Up.
My best bit has been taken from me. And now it's on TV. Being done by a dickhead.
Bobby Debbie Matthews as Phil the musician.
This is it! Now or never, and I'm gonna give it my best shot. I wanna shout something cooler than I'm falling and I can't get off.
Virginia Matthews as Sarah, his wife.
Suddenly, tick-tock.
John Gimberling as the musician's agent.
Don't think of this as selling out. Look upon it as cashing in.
Scott Aukerman as the comedy club manager.
When are you gonna grow?
Cassidy, Paul Rust, Paris Whittles, Mike Still, Danielle Schneider, and James Adomian.
Welcome to the What the Hell podcast. First off, are we good?
Stolen Idea is only available on Stitcher Premium. Go to StitcherPremium.com/stolen.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.